Good seeing you.
Thank you.
Next item, please.
Item 1085, request of Wayne Wignis to address council regarding Portland's open data program.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
My name is Wayne Wignis. Earlier this year, I was listening to some people present on making data more accessible to the public. At the time, the shooting of Quanis Hayes was a hot topic, so a lot of people seemed to take this as data on crime and law enforcement. But to me, open data means more than that. When I begin to solve a problem, in the beginning, I have no idea what patterns are going to emerge. It's only once I start playing with the numbers and the variables that connections become apparent that between things that I previously thought were completely unrelated. It's this kind of understanding that is required to gain any kind of user control. Here we're talking about social issues, group dynamics, not just individual actions. There are many variables to identify and even more patterns to emerge. My point here is that I don't see too many enlightening patterns emerging by just making data available on crime and law enforcement. In fact, if an issue has evolved to the point where a cop needs to step in, then we're talking about the effect, not the real underlying cause. There are numerous researchers and curious minds alike here in Portland who would benefit from making data more accessible on infrastructure, medical, environmental, industrial, infrastructural, educational, and to the extent that the government can do so, even consumer data. You got to figure there's a reason why companies are paying good money to access data on seemingly redundant things. More data means more patterns, means more understanding, and that understanding can translate to more leverage for consumers and citizens alike. What triggered me signing up for this communication was over the summer I heard of Disney mining data on 13-year-olds to adjust their marketing strategy. They were getting sued, apparently. My point is, this is kind of a new frontier, and you guys can wait till issues like this pop up on your table, forcing you to regulate a free market, or you can just try to be proactive and provide the data, level the playing field, you know. I do realize this is a new project, and they're just getting started, so it's not me pointing the finger at anybody. It's just pointing out that there's more to data than people getting shot. Additionally, I wanted to comment that maybe it might not be a bad idea to have a public comment section on your online websites. That might be more productive than, having you're the government. You can have people register with their social security numbers and be accountable for what they say. And that might be a more productive way to communicate rather than through online, news that dramatizes article the same issue every week and got us starting back at square one every week, So thank you.
Thank you. And I agree with you on that. And the same comments over and over again. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.